6 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline from CSURams.com, Mike Brohard. Mike, my man. Okay, so you're a UNC alum, right?
Yeah. Harvard of Weld County. Yeah.
Did you go to a lot of the Greeley Stampede events? Did you check that out a lot in your time?
So my mom was a huge country and western fan. So I was going there since like the age of 8. She'd go up there for all the concerts. Like old school. I mean, we're talking George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn. So I've been to the Stampede many a time.
I was just going to ask, like, any of your fondest memories, some of the biggest. We got the announcement last night about some of the acts coming here. But any, what other ones stick out to you? Like, any of the big ones that you've seen?
The last one I saw was, I went with my mom, and we went and saw Tim McGraw in Faith Hill before they were married. So it was like the tour that they were doing before they announced that they were getting married.
Dude, that's kind of historic.
Really, yeah.
That one's kind of historic. You still have that ticket stub, Mike? That might be worth something someday.
I don't keep the ticket stubs for anything.
I actually do. It's a weird thing. But I'll show you my collection sometime, Mike. We'll get that done.
Sounds good.
All right, run this through for me here. I'm looking at the... On the women's side of things for Colorado State hoops in the Mountain West, obviously we know UNLV is going to lock that bad boy down. But now it gets really interesting between San Diego State, Colorado State, and Wyoming. Colorado State still has to play Wyoming in a couple of days, and then they finish the season with Boise State. Talk us through this one, Mike. Obviously, there's a chance the Rams can jump up to that second spot.
Yeah, because San Diego State still has to play UNLV.
Sure. Yeah.
So you're just going to go ahead and you're going to think UNLV is going to win that game because, you know, they're undefeated in conference play. If Colorado State beats Wyoming, that game becomes really a really determining factor and what that seeding becomes, because whoever loses that game, and you're assuming San Diego State loses UNLV, they're going to be battling for 3-4. The other team between Colorado State and Wyoming can just take that number 2 spot.
Mm-hmm. And that's why that CSU-Wyoming game, it's important all of the time, even if these teams are bad. But this is not the case this season, of course. Both teams eyeing that second spot, and that makes the game coming up on the 25th just absolutely huge. And Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, is that game going to be on FS1?
I think it is. I think that's the one game it is.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, if that doesn't say it's a huge game, it'd be a national audience checking this one out. That's a big one, man.
It is. It is. It's a big one, and it's at the border war, so it'll be interesting. It's up in Laramie. Cowgirls are going to want to get a little payback from losing here. But, yeah, I mean, would you put that much on the line in that one game coming down the final 2 weeks of the season? It'll take on an importance all its own.
Yeah. Mike, I don't have it in front of me. I should have probably checked that. When is the UNLV game? Is that earlier in the week? Against
I'll look it up for you right now.
Okay.
San Diego State and UNLV play the 25th, same night.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's going to be...
So San Diego State is at UNLV, and then San Diego State closes with Air Force.
Okay. Well, this is the best for fans. You know, we get down to the end, and nothing is really... There's a lot of things yet to be resolved with two games to go. So this is the best time for fans. It should be an epic weekend coming up. I'm looking forward to that. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Good news for the Rams on the men's side of things, Mike. They beat Fresno State. They get the series there. They're looking to finish their season on a high note. They've got a big one, though, tonight. They got San Diego State, pretty darn good basketball team last time I checked. That will also be nationally televised, though, so a lot of opportunities for some national fans to check out the Rams.
Yeah, and at Viejas, it's always a tough building to play. It's a great atmosphere, but no, that's a heck of a game to put up there. I mean, Colorado State, obviously, they're not going to be favored in that game, but you can go up there and you want to play well. You still want to make a statement of some sort as you come down, because then, you know, you got Wyoming. You'd like to come back. You'd like to try and steal that game from San Jose State on the road. And then you finish up with a really late tip-off against New Mexico heading into the tournament. So they're still trying to gain a little bit of momentum and build off things that they can. And recently they've been able to get a couple wins and I think do some of that.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Mike. You know, you go back to, what, December 18th when they beat St. Mary's, and now we're seeing what St. Mary's is doing. It's amazing to get a win like that. And the Rams, for some reason, seem to have St. Mary's number. But it just kind of, that game, and I know it's early and teams aren't ironed out just yet, but I suppose that game kind of showed us of what maybe the Rams could have been, but just so many things, injuries, sickness, just not able to keep all the guys on the floor at the same time.
Right. You know, the interesting thing is you look at the standings in the Mountain West. If the men play well and can grab a couple of victories, I mean, there's just a nice glob of teams right there ahead of them at 5-10. You start winning games, and you can actually finish up with a much better seed than a team expected that's been languishing down and, you know, towards the bottom third of the conference all year.
Yeah, no question about it. Mike Brohard joining us. Mike, do you pay attention to this Leon Rice stuff? Man, this crazy story. I was reading into some of it during the break earlier today.
On the what story?
The Leon Rice thing. When Boise State played New Mexico about, what was that, a month ago in the pit?
Yeah.
That one's interesting, man. I mean, like, Leon Rice was saying the baseball players were there, and he thought a riot was going to start, and they were really about to start something. Then you're seeing, maybe hearing that witness accounts were like, actually, it was Rice that kind of maybe started the altercation by pinning a player up against the wall. This is a wild story, and those teams play tomorrow night. Man, this could be nuts.
It very well could be nuts, and that makes it, I guess, a little bit more interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, man. I mean, it's just a crazy one. I remember watching that game, though, and I think I had it on mute because everybody in my house was asleep and I was watching it on my iPad. Kid was sick that night, so he's in close with us, so I'm watching it on mute. So I like was not hearing. I mean, I was just watching an amazing game. I'm pretty sure that game went to overtime. It was awesome, but I wasn't like hearing all the extra stuff. And then I get up the next day thinking, oh, it's just an amazing game. And then there's like, oh, the baseball team's back there doing stuff. What a crazy night. Anything can happen in the pit, though, it seems like.
Yes. Very much so.
Mike, what are you working on, man, that we can check out in the next couple of days at CSURams.com?
Well, put out some stuff on the track team today because they start the indoor championships this week down in Albuquerque. You've got a bunch of kids that are seated to win events. Kind of highlight that with Lexi Keller and the pentathlon. But Mariana Kiss, who's never lost a shot put competition, Mountain West, indoor or outdoor. But the way they go about it, I mean, they're competitive every year. They're always in the hunt for a team title, men's and women's. And it has a lot to do with the way that Brian Bedard builds his roster, and it's equality across the board. They don't stack one area group or another. You know, they put a lot of attention into the pole vault, which is just one event. But that balance has served them well throughout the years.
I'll be checking that one out, Mike. Love what you do, man. It never slows down for you, it seems like. It's just one thing to the next one. Before we let you go, as always, Isaiah coming back next year? What are your thoughts there, man?
I wish the young man peace when it comes time for him to make that decision.
I figured you might go there. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com.
Did you write it down yet? Did you write down the response yet?
I don't need to because you have it. You have it down pat,
yeah,
man. It's good.
Got it marked down there for you.
Oh, yeah. When he actually does make a decision, I don't know what I'm going to ask you at the end of these things anymore, man. We'll come up with something creative. I'm sure there's
something
I'll be stressed about.
Some wild idea about some players who could or could not transfer or do something like that and just pull somebody out of the blue.
Yeah. We'll find something, Mike. Mike, appreciate you as always, man. And we'll get together soon. I'll show you that ticket stub collection, okay?
That sounds great. Is it all sports, or is it all concerts, or is it a mix?
It's actually all sports. I lied. I don't have my concert ticket stubs, but it's all sports.
You're lying on air?
Yeah. I know. It's hard to believe.
And you just admitted it?
It's hard to believe, isn't it, man? The things I get away with here.
You're not a very good liar if you could just come right out and admit it on air.
Yeah, that's true. That's very
true.
You could
have sold it to the masses had you just kept...
Well, I felt bad because, I mean, what if I say this and then you... which I don't think you're going to, but what if you actually take me up on this? You text me some Saturday afternoon and you're like, Brady, I'm dying to see this ticket stub collection. And then I'm like, crap, I don't have any concerts. I don't know what to do. So I don't want to make you, you know, think less of me in that process.
Okay, I got you.
I'll be looking out for that text, and I'll show you. I'll show you all the
all
goods,
right,
man. It'll be great. Mike Brohard, you're a great man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Take care.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. You know what? Mike's consistent on the answer to that. He's not going to give me anything. Isaiah is really not giving me anything either on whether he's going to be back or not. 16 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Let me find this story. Our friends from DNVR Rim, Justin Michael, shared this. He retweeted a guy who has a lot of followers, and he's well-respected. I think he covers the Mountain West Conference, Jason Shear. He said, "I was at a swim and dive championship banquet in Houston yesterday. The San Diego State athletic director told people San Diego State will be joining the Pac-12. And it will be announced soon." Whoa. That's interesting. Now, the DNVR Rams posted, all right, if that happens, what should the Mountain West do? What about CSU? Am I wrong for feeling this way right now? And I'm just going to throw it out. Like, isn't now the worst time to really focus on leaving the Mountain West, or for the Mountain West to try to crumble it all? Because, Angel, are we doing the playoffs this year, the new playoffs this year, or is it next year?
Next year.
Still, they're taking six champs. Is that right?
The six highest ranked conference champs.
Okay.
And then the sixth highest ranked at-large teams.
Okay. Meaning, that's why I'm glad you're here, because I forget it every day. Every other day, probably. Meaning, if there's five Power Five conferences, you would get one group of five representative guaranteed every year. So, to me, I look at it and go, if you're in the Mountain West and you're CSU, and we all believe in Jay Norvell, I think we do, right? We believe in Jay Norvell. We believe in this four air raid stuff, and it's really going to take hold. Couldn't they win a conference tournament, be one of the best teams, you know, be ranked, whatever? Because really, realistically, Angel, couldn't they be ranked like, 19th or something like that? And they could get in if they were ranked, like, if they can crack the top 25. I know that's easier said than done.
Yeah, if you're in the top 25 and you're a Mountain West champion and there's no other group of five ranked higher than you who's also a champion, then yes.
Texters from Smitty here says, Mountain West payout versus Pac-12, $7 million versus $40 million. There's a reason. True. I guess my question is, I should rephrase it differently. Is now the time to put all your eggs in that basket? Before Bobo got ill and the Rams kind of started to struggle, there was a big talk of Power Five. Let's go to the Power Five conference. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's press on that. We're meeting about it. We're talking about it. We're building that up nonstop. Is that where the Rams are right now? Or should the focus be whatever we got to do to make sure we field a really good football team and a pretty good basketball team? Those are A and B. So that we can go contend for a title, for a conference title, and then get into the playoffs. Because that one is like, okay, do you put all your eggs in that basket? Do you focus so much on trying to get out of the conference that it's, you know, you're losing sight of where you are at this point? And again, will that hurt recruits wondering where you're going to be in the next year and all that stuff? I get the money difference. Absolutely, I do. And if it's the Mountain West, is obviously, they've been freaking out since day one, ever since we were talking about all this conference realignment, that this is really going to hurt the group of fives. Well, so far it hasn't yet. In fact, it's slowed down a lot. Will this playoff structure really start to help these? Yeah, well, it has to help. I mean, playoff structure, get into the playoffs, schools get more money, right, if they get into the playoffs. You get into the playoffs, you're really lifting up the Mountain West Conference. But then again, you look back over the years and you say, well, how many chances would the Rams have really had to go to the playoffs? Have they won the championship, what, twice? Is that right? Since they were a Mountain West team, since the Mountain West came to be? Back in 2000, early 2000s? And then after that, it's been, you know, what, Fresno State this year, Utah State, get the Boise States, Fresno States of the world again. They've kind of, you know, San Diego State's won a few of these. Basketball team's always really good, too. I just, if you put all of that focus into we got to get out, we got to get out, we got to get out, does that distract from just being like, hey, we're in the Mountain West Conference, we got to make the best of it right now? Now, is Joe Parker and Jay Norvell in the back of their mind constantly thinking, damn, we got to get out of here? Probably. But there's a difference between thinking and dreaming about it and then actually saying we're going to actively campaign for this. We're going to really push for it, because you just got to be careful. And now if you can run the damn table in the Mountain West, you can build up a reputation. I'm still surprised about Boise State, like why they're still there. I feel like they could have gone, they could have moved around a lot, but clearly they're winning a lot. And they're, I mean, I know they didn't win it the last couple of seasons, but they're always kind of in the mix to win the Mountain West Conference Championship. I just think it's interesting now, this time more than ever, is it the best idea to just go, you know what, to the wall and say, we're going to make that, that's our focus, that's Joe Parker's focus. He's constantly on the phone trying to get them into a different conference. And in the Pac-12, I mean, Angel, Pac-12's on kind of shaky ground right now, aren't they? I mean, it's slowed down a little bit, but I don't think that we're saying the Pac-12's out of the woods just yet. So wouldn't the worst thing to be to do was be would be to leap fr- or to leap out of the Mountain West, go into the Pac-12, and then 5 years later the Pac-12's gone, which could still happen. College football, as we know it, could continue to change. I think we've slowed down on those talks just a little bit because of the new playoff structure. Part of me just wonders, and I get it. I see what you're texting, you know, $7 million versus $40 million. I get it. But if you can't get it, then it's just a pipe dream. And then let's say you get it, you jump, and all hell breaks loose. I just feel like you maybe stay the course for the next couple of seasons. Now, if it presents itself, but you're not gonna go to the Pac-12 and compete for a while. You're not going to go to any Power 5 conference and compete for a while for CSU. It's going to take a long freaking time.
Yeah, and, you know, I've always thought that the Pac-12 losing USC and UCLA, they are going to try to bolster that back up, maybe try to push to get to 14 teams.
Well, they're
going to
get their California team with San Diego State, if that's the case.
Yeah, and if you can get a Boise or, you know, one of the Utah schools, that could happen. I could also see if the Mountain West ends up getting, you know, some teams poached, do they look at, hey, let's go look at another group of five conference and let's try to merge this together. And, you know, you have six teams, we have eight teams, let's throw them together and we can put something out there as a new conference sort of thing. Or there's always the Big 12 who is losing Texas and Oklahoma. They're bringing in, I think, Cincinnati and UCF, maybe two others. But
is Houston in there? Mix?
Houston, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, again, it. You could try to create these this unique hybrid of a Power 5 slash Group of 5 conference mixture between Pac-12 and, or not Pac-12, but a mixture between, you know, Mountain West teams and other teams trying to grow this thing. But again, it does come down to those TV contracts and getting all that money.
And I don't think we'll see any major changes until the new playoff is a year in.
That's what I'm saying is, like,
teams are going to want to see, okay, how does this playoff really look? Like, how is it really engineered? How are these teams getting selected? where could I realistically find myself in the rankings and still have a shot, you know, top 20, possibly an at-large bid for the Power 5 teams? Where are you at? Is there another team above you mm-hmm. in the standing, stuff like that? So I think we'll see major stuff happen after that first year.
Well, and even, who knows, it could take a few more years after that where it's, let's get some footing here. I'm sorry, and I'm a Rams guy, you know this, but the Rams aren't really in a position right now. You know, again, I look at the question from DNVR Rams today. If San Diego State leaves for the Pac-12, what should the Mountain West do? What about CSU? Now, CSU has top-of-the-line facilities, an amazing stadium. Fort Collins is beautiful. But what do they bring to the table? They're not bringing wins. Not right now. Now, that could happen, and that's what you want to see over time, and that's what I think we all kind of think is going to happen with Jay Norvell. And then the other thing is, well, if Jay Norvell's really good, we want to be able to keep him if he's a Power 5 guy. Makes sense. But I'm not. Are you leaping into that? Like, if you're in charge of CSU, you're Joe Parker, Pac-12 calls you today. Yeah, you probably say yeah. But you got to hesitate a little bit, don't you? Because that, you might be out. Pac-12 could dissolve sometime. And because I'm telling you right now, I like the Mountain West a lot. I do. I'm a big Mountain West fan. Do you think San Diego State and Boise State and or CSU is going to come in and replace UCLA and USC and bolster up the Pac-12? Like, is San Diego State going to really bolster up this conference in the first 5 years? No. Maybe 10 years down the road, but
they're going to be leaning on Oregon, Washington, Utah.
The Buffs. Prime too, time.
Yeah. So those four would be your leading Pac-12 members. And outside of that, maybe Arizona State has a good year. Maybe Arizona has a decent year. You know, you bring in Boise State and San Diego State, maybe once in a couple of years they are actually competing. And, you know, being in the Power 5, you're going to have access to more recruits and the talent level is going to be improved. But the competition also improves. So CSU, you might be able to get more talent and actually improve the team, but you're still going to be playing catch up with Oregon, Washington, and CU at this point.
Yeah, it's just so complicated, isn't it? Always, you know, when you look at moving around and trying to figure out what conference makes sense to you. We were knee-deep in this stuff last year at the beginning of the season, man. We were like, what's going to happen? I mean, is this all going to dissolve quickly? Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, was on with us on a regular basis. We're like, dude, something could happen, like, right now. And it never did. It just stopped because we had the playoff stuff. And I think teams and athletic directors are waiting to see, you know, what's going to happen. And I think that's the right move. I think the next 4 years, you should hunker down. Next 3 years, you should hunker down if you're CSU. Let's win here. Let's win in this conference. Let's grab ourselves a couple of conference championships, which is hard. Easier said than done. They haven't done it very often. But let's go try to win and dominate this conference and get ourselves into a playoff. And I think that's Joe Parker's vision. I really do. I've heard some of his podcasts on with our friends at Ram Nation. And it's like, hey, that's the plan. We go win our conference, get a chance to get in the playoffs and compete there, which is all really realistic, by the way. It absolutely is. There's a path there now that wasn't there years before. San Diego State, what's appealing there, Angel? Their football team has been pretty, I mean, obviously they were good last year. They were good. Well, they were good in 2021, too. Are they a powerhouse? Were they a powerhouse? Basketball-wise, they're always good. Like, really good. Is that what would it be more of the attraction to, okay, you got a really good basketball team. And then football? What is it? Under Hoke, they're pretty good. They were 10-3 with Long, 7-6, 10-3. I suppose you could say San Diego State's pretty close to not a powerhouse, but pretty good in the conference.
Yeah, just looking in a little more on this, this expansion would also include SMU.
Mm. Interesting. So this is heating up fast, man. Again, here we are heating up. This is just kind of started this morning, honestly.
Let's see. Pac-12 university presidents discussed SMU and San Diego State as expansion candidates during a meeting last week and approved Commissioner George Kliakov taking the next step in the complicated process of adding membership. Kliakov was recently spotted at an SMU basketball game.
Does SMU move the needle? Not quite like those teams.
The Texas school.
Yeah.
So that's that. Well, and you get California, Texas market.
You're exactly right. That's what they're looking at. Hey, you know what I'm saying, Rams fans? I know you're going to throw up in your mouth when I say this. You better hope the Buffs dominate in the Pac-12 because you want Colorado to rise up. You just said it, Texas, California. I don't believe Colorado is ever going to be in that world. But if Deion Sanders can really grow the Buffs in this football program and really make it as good as he's advertising it to be, doesn't that put Colorado State kind of in the... Okay, primetime puts the Buffs on the map that they were on in the 90s, and by doing so, you catch CSU over here. You're looking at the map. Oh, there's the Buff. Oh, there's what? CSU. And that might be attractive down the road for the Pac-12 to go, let's add two Colorado teams because that's becoming a football state.
Easiest way to do that? You beat the 2-0 Buffs in their house week 3.
You want... This is why I say this, and Rams fans get pissy with me. You want the Buffs to win outside of when you play them. Because when you beat them, booyah.
CSU has to make themselves a desirable program. They have the facilities. They have the coaches. You have to make the program successful.
We think they have the coaches. We hope they do. Pretends to fake.
They're not bad coaches.
No. I believe in Jay Norvell. You know, in the Batman movie, I believe in Harvey Dent. I would be the guy that says, I believe in Jay Norvell. I do. But you just said it. SMU and San Diego State. Success be damned, although San Diego State's had a lot of it. SMU's had a lot of it, too. Their markets are big. People do care. I don't know if SMU moves... Who moves the needle more, SMU or San Diego State? Probably San Diego State, right? Especially because they're basketball team? I don't know.
You're comparing San Diego to a Dallas.
Right.
A lot of people in Dallas that like football.
But San Diego State's was so good all the time in basketball. Football, they're pretty good. Like SMU right now is not amazing in basketball. I'm just telling you, you want this state to grow. You want football to become a monster state. I'm on college football's homepage right now on ESPN. Who's on the cover, Angel? Prime time. I mean, that's how big this thing is and could be. If the Buffs become gigantic and a powerhouse in the Pac-12, then that, to me, bodes well for Colorado State. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out, Angel, real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Shout out to Lemons Heating and Cooling, air conditioning, heating, duct cleaning. I saw Cody's post from Denver Front Range Weather, like out east, it's going to be in the eastern plains, it's going to be like really warm today, and then bam, it's going to get cold. That's why you got to have all of these up and going, man. Air conditioning, heating, make sure you're duct cleaning, you get your ducts cleaned out, get everything figured out, and that's from our guys at Lemons Heating and Cooling. Check them out online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com or 970-567-0798. Texture from the 970. First, you have to beat the Buffs. Hasn't happened since 2014. Second, never going to happen.
What?
That they're going to beat the Buffs or that they never go to the Pac-12?
I've been trying to gauge the optimism and or negativism of CU fans when it comes to the Buffs. As I see stuff like on Twitter, it's, oh, all of this for 6-6 or whatever. And it's
like,
oh,
Buffs
that's
fans?
Yeah. Or just random people. And the response is usually, oh, well, they only won one game last year, so that's an improvement. Yeah, in terms of records, but the expectations on CU right now are through the roof.
Yeah, because on one hand, 6 wins would be amazing considering you won one game last year.
Any other coach, 6 wins is awesome.
Yes.
With Prime, people are expecting them in the playoffs. I know it's not popular, but that's what people are expecting.
I feel like people are expecting them in the playoffs.
That's what the media is going to be pushing too.
In this playoff, like this year, where there's still just 4 teams.
Like, I'm seeing USC-CU game is going to be the Pac-12 championship.
The Buffs will not make the playoffs next year. There's just no way. Come on. 970 says both. I don't think he said it like that, but so the Rams won't beat the Buffs, and they'll never be in the Pac-12. The only way to know is Rams fans right now, when you're doing your prayers at night and you're praying for, you know, everything going on in Fort Collins, you say, let's go Buffs, win some games, and then we go beat you and makes us look good, and then go win the rest of your games. Let us be the one team that beat you. That, yes, is that all very unlikely? Absolutely it is, but that's what you should be rooting for. You can still hate the Buffs when you play them. But if it's going to help your program, I just tweeted it. I was like, you want the Pac-12 to want CSU, root for the Buffs to win, and then boom, beat the Buffs. Don't they play them again next year? Like, we're not redoing the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Like, it's, you can call it whatever the hell you want. I guess they'll still call it that. But we're not doing it every year for the rest of our lives. We're just doing it randomly now. I think they do play them next year, too. Is that right?
I would assume it's a home and home.
I don't know anymore. It's so stupid that they're not having this game. It's so stupid.
I actually kind of prefer it.
You don't like to not have... You don't like
I don't
to have,
like it as a neutral site game.
Oh, no. No, that's fine. I don't really even care. I just want to make it... It should be every year. Like, I know nationally people are like, it's the whole Care Bowls. You know what? We want it.
It means something.
I love it.
Because that CSU and CU fans... They don't like each other.
Yeah, but Buffs fans don't want this game. They
Buffs
don't want
fans
it.
Don't get to say what they want.
They don't want it because, and I understand this reasoning, but still, go win. They don't want it because they have everything to lose and nothing to gain by winning the game.
It's a rivalry.
You want to own
it,
don't
it's
you?
More than just, you know, oh, it hurt our season or it helped their season. It's an in-state rivalry. I know CU's not really going after Colorado kids, but CSU certainly is.
They're not doing it as a neutral site now, are they? Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be in Boulder.
It's going to be in Boulder, and it's. I'm just looking. It's going to be. Do they have it up here yet? They don't even have it. I know they've scheduled this out for like the next several years, but that's what you start rooting for if you're a Rams fan is. Prime time, shed some light on the state of Colorado. Make football. Honestly, everybody should be rooting for everybody in the state. You know, it wouldn't hurt if the UNC Bears are the Big Sky champs and they go to the playoffs and they get some national recognition. We saw how big the FCS can get. College Game Day saw how big they can get. They were covering that championship game.
You want CSU's first 3 opponents in 2024?
Yes.
At Texas.
Oh.
Home against the Northern Colorado Bears, and then home against Colorado. That's going to be a fun 2 weeks.
That's a fun 3 weeks on it, like the Texas situation. Ooh.
But yeah, so they'll be hosting the Buffs in 2 years.
Yes, okay. So here you go. Buffs go win football games. We'll go beat you. Shock the world. And then...
Play UNC 2 years in a row.
Do they play
both at Canvas?
Do they play them next year, or is it in
2024?
And then, okay. Do they play them this year, this season?
No, they start with Washington State at home.
Okay.
At CU, and then at Middle Tennessee.
And then they play them 2 years in a row after that?
Yep.
That's great.
Give Ed Lamb plenty of time to get ready.
Let the scheming begin. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. Smitty, that's exactly right. Can I say that on air? Rooting for CU causes scurvy. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. That's the text. That's the one. Love it. We'll be right back.
Sean Payton, it is. Are we feeling Broncos country? Hear team talk and coverage every day in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. It's The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. Texter says, and then you'll wake up and realize it was nothing but a dream as far as CSU doing the unthinkable and beating the Colorado Buffaloes next year.
Is it unthinkable?
I don't know. Right now it feels like it is. Last year definitely feels like that game would have been 3-0.
Could have been highly competitive, though.
It would have been 3-0.
45 penalties.
Who wins last year? CSU?
CSU wins last year.
Like, let's say that they're all at the end of the season, because I think CSU got a lot better. Well, they got better by the end of the season. Yeah, CSU wins that game last year.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams to win that game. You know who wins this year? On paper.
Do you?
Do you take them to beat them?
I feel like year two Norvell versus year one of whatever
Clay.
Prime's doing.
Text Clay. Clay, how you feeling about the Buffs, man? You guys gonna win that game? I mean, all the recruits, though, like, say that the players are just gonna be better for CU.
Yeah, but
can
it's
Deion
a new system?
Can he
early
coach
in
up?
The season? Jay Norvell's already got a year up. If they make the improvements that they should,
Eastside Chris,
I think people might overlook CSU in that game.
They might.
That's a good betting game.
Oh man, I'm gonna go check out their spring stuff this year. I'm gonna go over there.
Get
that
started
was fun.
Soon.
Yeah, it does. Eastside Chris, Brady, I'll only cheer for CU over Nebraska. Otherwise, they can go 0-for. But that doesn't do you any good. That doesn't do the Rams any good. If you beat an 0-for team, if you beat a crappy team, it doesn't do any good. You want to be the greatest, you got to beat the greatest. Something like that. We'll end it on that. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ric Flair. That's how we're ending this show. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. It's The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. Texter says, and then you'll wake up and realize it was nothing but a dream as far as CSU doing the unthinkable and beating the Colorado Buffaloes next year.
Is it unthinkable?
I don't know. Right now it feels like it is. Last year definitely feels like that game would have been 3-0.
Could have been highly competitive, though.
It would have been 3-0.
45 penalties.
Who wins last year? CSU?
CSU wins last year.
Like, let's say that they're all at the end of the season, because I think CSU got a lot better. Well, they got better by the end of the season. Yeah, CSU wins that game last year.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams to win that game. You know who wins this year? On paper.
Do you?
Do you take them to beat them?
I feel like year two Norvell versus year one of
text
whatever
Clay.
Prime's doing.
Text Clay. Clay, how you feeling about the Buffs, man? You guys gonna win that game? I mean, all the recruits, though, like, say that the players are just gonna be better for CU.
Yeah, but
can
it's
Deion,
a new system
can he
early
coach
in
him
the
up?
Season. Jay Norvell's already got a year up. If they make the improvements that they should.
He said, Chris.
I think people might overlook CSU in that game.
They might.
That's a good betting game.
Oh, man. I'm going to go check out their spring stuff this year. I'm going to go over there.
Get
that
started
was fun.
Soon.
Yeah, it does. He said, Chris Brady, I'll only cheer for CU over Nebraska. Otherwise, they can go 0-for. But that doesn't do you any good. That doesn't do the Rams any good. If you beat an 0-for team, if you beat a crappy team, it doesn't do any good. You want to be the greatest, you got to beat the greatest. Something like that. We'll end it on that. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Ric Flair. That's how we're ending this show. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.